Radio Buzz 101, Real Alternative, that's Fit for Rivals. Damage, this is Ron Osborne. On the line with me right now is Renee from Fit for Rivals. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Hanging in there. So tell us about the Oklahoma show last night. Was it like a real scream? It must have been a really cool show.
Yeah, it was awesome. The crowd was great. Definitely the best show on the tour so far. I mean, we're only 3 dates in, but it was amazing. Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Nice. 16.5 million views on that song we just played, Damage. You've got tens of thousands of Twitter followers, and can't wait for the new album to come out. Can you give us a little tip as to when that's going to actually get closer to being released?
Just sometime this year, sometime in 2015. We have a few things in the works right now that are just dependent upon that. And but it should be this year. I'm very excited about it.
Absolutely. Excellent. Tell me your musical influences.
Gosh, it's everywhere from The Distillers, Garbage, No Doubt, from growing up on that, Metallica to Nine Inch Nails and Queens of the Stone Age. I have a little taste in everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're on tour. You're doing a bunch of shows. You're going to be at the Gas Monkey tonight in Dallas. So far...
Yes.
Yeah, so far you like the Oklahoma venue. That was a cool show. What are you looking for? Are you looking forward to anything in particular? It could be a venue or it could be a set you're going to be doing on this tour. Anything you're looking forward to on this tour?
Yeah, actually we have a hometown show in Jacksonville, Florida, out at Freebird Live that I'm really excited about. We haven't played our hometown in quite some time. We've just been on tour a lot this year and the end of last year, and we haven't hit a Jacksonville date yet. So pretty excited to play for our friends and family back home.
Nice. So most of these shows are going to be with Falling for Scarlet, Diamante, and some of the shows are with The Agonist. Is that correct?
Yes, and Flyleaf.
Flyleaf too, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool. Set list tonight. Give me a little insider information. What are you going to open with tonight?
We're going to actually open with Can't Live Without You. It is a song from our first album, Steady Damage. And the rest of the set is kind of just sprinkled with new and old stuff. It's primarily new stuff, and we've been really excited about it because we get to see the crowd reaction before it's even released.
Nice.
And it's been a positive one, so it's awesome.
Actually,
great.
We're getting a lot of people emailing us, hey, play Freak Machine. Great tune. Love it. Absolutely. Every time it comes on,
yeah.
I turn the radio up. Tell me something about the making of Freak Machine.
Oh, gosh. It took a little while to put that song together. It started out with a synth line that we came up with, and it just like kind of spiraled from there. It was a lot of fun to make. It was more of a dancey tune, and it's one of my favorite to do live, like during our set, because I get to dance, move around a little, and the crowd really gets like hyped and into it. It's a fun track.
Your early days with The Explicits,
mm-hmm.
The music you created with The Explicits, did it actually come from just yourself, or were there a lot of other...
It was just myself. Everything in that band was just me. It was like me figuring out like how to be in the band, how to write music, like everything. But that was my first like project, my first little baby.
Nice. Tell me the most freaky scene at a show ever, of any shows, of any bands you've been in, The Explicits, Love Arcade, Fit for Rivals. Tell me the most freaky scene at a show that went down.
Freaky scene at a show. Maybe our first show as Fit for Rivals. I remember we played in this like tiny, tiny bar. There's like hardly any room in it. Probably like 50 kids are just like piled in this space. And these two girls, like during a song, just start getting into it. Like no holds barred, just fighting. And I remember like some girl like pulled like a giant chunk of this other girl's hair out. And I just like look at the floor and there's just like hair and blood everywhere. I'm like, what is going on?
Oh man.
And it's like, you're up there singing. It's like, do I stop the song? Like, what do I do now? Do I just watch? Continue to sing.
Yeah, that's some crazy punk rottery going on right there. I want to jump back to Freak Machine. Tell us what the song is really about.
Oh, gosh. Freak Machine is about basically when the best thing about a relationship with someone is the sex in it. And the shattered dream part that I talk about is the relationship that never was.
Uh-huh.
So it's just, you know, based on that one thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It can mean a bunch of things,
you know,
if you like take the lyrical content in one way or another and apply it to, you know, your situation, I feel like it could, a few different things to the listener.
Awesome tune. Yeah. Fitforrivals.com. That's where you can go and get all sorts of good stuff, info, find out where to buy tunes. You can download songs on iTunes and Amazon. Anything else you want to tell us about? You know, maybe you've got merchandise.
If you just go to fitforrivals.com or on our Facebook, we update that more than anything. That's where you can find all the information and information about this tour, information about stuff that we have going on coming up during the summer. So, yeah, make sure to follow us on all that. Yep. All the internet stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow them on Twitter, folks, because they come up with some really cool stuff. Check out the website. Bookmark that, too. And if you're in the Dallas area tonight, it's the Gas Monkey Fit for Rivals on stage tonight. And we're going to close out with Freak Machine, because, like I said, we're getting a lot of requests for that. So let's roll that. Renee, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. And will you keep us updated as to what's going on in terms of, you know, shows and things happening?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Renee. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.